You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hour number two, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan and Vic here with you. And don't forget that ClevelandBrowns.com is your most trusted source for Browns news, plus the latest photos and videos straight from the source. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com for everything Browns. That's ClevelandBrowns.com. We go to the Ohio Business Machines hotline now and bring in, from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, Doug Deacon. Deke, good to be with you today. How you doing?
Well, good to be there. I'm doing well. We got two guys left to sign, and we'll be ready for training camp.
That's right. Johnny Manziel has signed today. No word on if he was reached for that contract on his money phone. But, Deke, I got to ask you, what did you think of the latest video of Johnny Manziel?
Well, boys will be boys, but I think he's got to learn that, you know, in the NFL, you got to man up. And, you know, I think it's one thing to have fun, but at some point, I think, you know, if you're trying to portray the image of a serious quarterback, which I think he is, I think, you know, as competitive as he is, you know, there's a point in time where, you know, you got to put the shenanigans behind you and start focusing just strictly on football.
And, Doug, you know this market as well as anybody can from the perspective of a player and how fans relate to the players and what they want to embrace. And they want to embrace him and everybody else because they want the success. But it doesn't, at some point, stuff like that can make it more difficult. And nobody really wants to see that in-your-face sense when it comes to cash, because that's really, and I know you played at a time when there was a lot less of a gap between players and fans economically, but now especially, I think you've got to do what you can to help not underscore that or exacerbate that.
Well, then you saw my $16,000 rookie contract, I guess, huh?
Maybe that's what I was referring
but,
to.
But, hey, I got a $5,000 signing bonus, which was the same as Jim Brown, which always, you know, stands big in my heart.
There you go. But, yeah, right? I mean, yeah. Give me a sense of what,
I think, you know, the perception of, you know, the people here is, you know, they want you to play hard, work hard. Yeah, you can have fun, but, you know, be a good guy that, you know, doesn't get himself in trouble. And, you know, I think, you know, what Johnny has to do is, you know, rein in the outside interest and just, you know, focus on football. And as, you know, I think Joe Thomas said the best, you know, hey, rookies are to be seen and not heard. And I think that's, you know, a good piece of advice. And I think the other thing that, you know, he kind of needs to do is, yeah, you know, he's the hotshot rookie, but, you know, you better go up and introduce yourself to every offensive lineman and make sure that, you know their names and they know you and that, you know, you appreciate them. And I think, you know, that's another thing that young quarterbacks have to do.
And we heard the comments from Paul Kruger that Brian Hoyer is his guy and should be the starter in his mind. How does that play in the locker room? And really, kind of, what do you think, the way you talked about Johnny introducing himself to people? But it's interesting because he's so loud off the field. But in here, everybody says he's so quiet, he doesn't really say much, he just kind of minds his own business, et cetera. Is this dynamic something that we really need to keep an eye on, or do you think ultimately how things are done on the field in training camp will ultimately determine where this all goes?
Well, I think how things are done in training camp will determine it. But, you know, it's a show-me game, and, you know, you're Johnny college football, you're not Johnny pro football
right
yet. And until you, you know, step onto the field and, you know, produce – you know, you better have something to back it up if you're going to draw attention to yourself. And because, you know, I played with Brian Sipe, and Brian was a guy that, you know, didn't want any attention. You know, he gave everybody the credit around him. And I'm sure Johnny's that way too. But, you know, the way he's kind of gotten off the boat, he's, you know, got everybody kind of rocking. And so I think, you know, it's something where, you know, he's got to decide, you know, I'm going to have to be a grinder because, you know, as Kruger said, you know, right now Brian Hoyer is the starter, and he's the starter because of his knowledge of the game of football and, you know, what he's learned. You can have all the physical talents in the world, but until you get the mental aspect of it down, you're going to play at a slower rate.
Yep. Doug Deacon joins us from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. He is on the Ohio Business Machines hotline. Doug, as you looked at the O-line and studied as much as you can about that group, sort of while Joel Bitonio was in there and then unfortunately suffers the ankle injury and then he's out, Paul McQuiston is in. But I know a guy that you watched very closely as a rookie since he's been on this football team is Garrett Gilkey, and I've heard some good reviews about the stuff he did in the off-season workouts. Give me your take on him.
Well, I think, you know, he's a guy, obviously, that came from Chadron State, a small college. You know, the level of competition is much less than a guy coming out of the SEC or the Big Ten or whatever. And I think, you know, there's just a lot of learning to go on. Now, you know, we've talked about the fact he's got a good knee bend, and that's one of the things you look for in an offensive lineman, because it's a game of leverage, and you got to, you know, be able to, you know, keep your leverage to win a lot of battles. He got some experience last year, and I think, you know, he's showing that, you know he's not afraid to go out there and mix it up, you know, in practice. Now, you know, we've got to get him to, you know, do take carry it over to the game where, you know, you finish blocks and, you know, you use that strength and size that he has, you know, to try to, you know, push people off the line of scrimmage or run down the line of scrimmage if you're going to run the zone blocking, and make sure that, you know, they don't come free on you. And, you know, he was one of those, you know, late round draft picks last year that, you know, has a tremendous upside because of, you know, where he came from.
Yeah, and he has looked good getting some push, and we know that the ground game is going to be extremely important to this team. What do you think of the comments made by Ben Tate that nobody in the running back room scares him, that nobody's a threat to him, his level of skill? We actually had Terrence West on the show earlier and said, you know, that just add some more fuel to my fire, and actions speak louder than words. But kind of an interesting set of comments, I thought, from Ben Tate.
Well, yeah, obviously a very confident young man to the point that, you know, it goes back to the same thing. You know, until you show the people here what you can do, you know, you can talk a big game, but until you go out and show the people that you can play a big game, it's all irrelevant. And, you know, you like the confidence factor, but you also like the fact that, you know, if Terrence West, you know, says, hey, you know, that's a challenge to me, then you got what I think Coach Patton wants. You got competition between the two guys in training camp where each one's going to try it out to do the other one, and that only makes you a better football team.
You know, and we've got this posted now on ClevelandBrowns.com, some video and a written piece by Kevin Jones regarding Kevin Mack and Ernest Biner and really that last combination of backs that did anything for this football team and kind of defined that mid-'80s era, right, Doug? And as you look back at them while thinking about, you know, what might be, I know all this talk is just talk, but it would be something to see if this running game, just based on what this team's trying to build, if this running game can be anything close to that and in terms of just production and foundation, because that will make the biggest difference, I think, of all of this football team.
Oh, it helps everybody. I mean, it helps your wide receivers, you know, because the safeties all of a sudden got to come down and honor the run. It helps your offensive line because, you know, now they're not just teeing off on you. And, you know, if you can get a combination and like Ernest and Kevin, you know, and Kevin was probably a smoother back. I think one of the things with Kevin was people didn't realize how fast he was running because he was so smooth that they'd take bad angles. Now, Ernest, on the other hand, he was pretty much blue collar. He was a guy that really overachieved or achieved, you might say, at this level. But he had a tremendous ability to read, you know, tacklers. If a guy was going to come up and break down on him, you know, Ernest would run you over. If he was a guy that was going to come up and stone you, Ernest would make a move on you. And, you know, to have a combination of two different types of backs, yet, you know, guys that you can count on, dependability-wise, yeah, that's what you'd love to have. And, you know, after what they went through here last year with basically, you know, next man up, and we'll see if we got anybody on the waiver wire. You know, it'll be a welcome sight, I think, to, you know, everybody on the offensive side of the ball.
It certainly will. It's a team that will be built, I think, using running as the foundation to set up its offense as opposed to the pass to set up the foundation of its offense as it did last year. Talking with Doug Deacon here on the Ohio Business Machines Hotline. And Doug, earlier today, Vic and I went through our defensive backfield. We looked at the corners, kind of did our depth chart for the corners and the safeties. From what you've seen so far, how are you feeling about the back end, and how do you kind of see those groups playing out there this offseason?
Well, you know, I think, you know, Whitner comes in with a lot of experience and a lot of leadership. And, you know, I think that's, you know, something that you need. You know, when we had Sheldon Brown, Sheldon gave you, you know, some of that. Mike Adams was good at that too. But you also, you know, in Widener, you have a guy that can play at a high level and give you the leadership, so that's a big plus. You know what you got in Joe, and I think Joe Haden has, you know, really matured in the last couple of years, and now he's got the new contract, and I think Joe's the kind of guy that wants to go out and show that he, you know, deserves a new contract. You know, we have the rookie Gilbert on the other side. Obviously, you know, he's got a tremendous upside because they, where they drafted him, and, you know, the fact he's a big cornerback. And, you know, and I've always been a fan of Buster Skrine. I think he's a guy that comes out and competes. He gives you everything he's got. Sometimes he doesn't trust his speed as much as he probably should, but he's a competitor. And, you know, then you look at the safety, and, the guy that got hurt last year that was pretty interesting was Josh Aubrey.
Sure.
And so it's going to be interesting to see, you know, how he fits into the equation along with Gibson.
Yeah, no, we broke that down. It's going to be very interesting to see. Doug, thank you so much for taking the time to join us, and I know we'll visit with you again soon, my friend.
Sounds good. See you guys.
From the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, and he comes to us via the Ohio Business Machines Hotline, Doug Deacon. We've got a lot more show for you, a lot more to get into as we move along on this Football Thursday. We're going to have After Further Review coming up with our producer, Jason Gibbs, going through some key topics. And then you'll hear a little sound from Pierre Desir. We'll break some of that down to tie in with our theme today of previewing the defensive backs on the Cleveland Browns. All of that ahead on ESPN 850 WKNO.